chidan so ye chonan la chan chu par do da ne kyab so chu da ge chin yen di ves
an ye
do lo ben je san ye do par yo
zon ye
chidan so ye chonan la chan chu par do da ne kyab so chu da ge chin yen di ves do lo ben je san ye do par yo Chidan so ye chonan la chan chu par do da ne kyab san ye da ge chin yen di ve sonam ge do la pen che san ye do par yo
na la ye ge dan lo dan no yen ge da ma da da ma ye ge nam dan do wa ken ji do na ma ji dan tam ji ge do da ge ju dan do Ono zo ma jir nam kuyen da don nyam bu Ma zim jen dam ji ji don dur Tu ja dar di gula na ma ji va yang da bar da ba zon ji Chung kan zi yung di kun din ji kum ha ram bu ji di nyur U da jan ni jang da bar jar U di da bar ja vi jar da da ba jen bu dam bu ju za mo sen nyam bu Kana kanju jiran ba dam jir Jidin lama dam ba chau jiran Zar dav di zimbar zar
Please listen to the teachings by generating the proper motivation in accordance with the tradition of the Lainish Lamas by thinking that for the benefit of all mother sentient beings who pervade the infinitude of space, I must attain the unsurpassable, pure, completed state of enlightenment, which is free of all mistakes and perfected in all the qualities and knowledge in order to attain the state that I'm going to listen to the most profound, pure Mahayana teachings. When we reflect on the teachings of the Buddha, then we say these teachings comprise of the scriptural teachings and as well as the experiential teachings or the realized teachings. The sources of all of these teachings then is the Buddha, whom we regard as the rare and sublime object of refuge. So in the Buddhist context, then you have three sublime rare and sublime objects of refuge. In other spiritual paths, usually you have like one main figure as one's ultimate object of refuge. And so although in Buddhism, we kind of refer to these objects of refuge as, you know, having to, be distinguishing them into these three groups, then we can say that all of them are the emanations of the Buddha object of refuge. Whether, you know, the founder Buddha, from the source founder Buddha, you can say you have the emanations of all the Buddha object of refuge, the Dharma object of refuge, and the Sangha object of refuge. So, because where does the Dharma, you know, what is the Dharma object of refuge comprised of? The Dharma object of refuge comprises of all the qualities embodied in an enlightened being. Their qualities of what they have abandoned and their qualities of what they have, you know, developed or generated in the form of realizations. So their qualities, their inner qualities of what they have abandoned and what they have actualized is what comprises of the Dharma object of refuge, the scriptural and experiential Dharma object of refuge, and which enable, you know, which enables them to have attained the path of cessation and you know, cessation itself. So, so then you have individuals on these various stages of the path, you know, the Shravakas and the hearers, the solitary realizers and the hearers on the Arya path, who have attained the path of seeing, you know, who have attained the path of meditation, such as these individuals, these Arhants on the path, who embody these realizations of the cessation, true cessation, true path of cessation, then we can say are the, you know, the Sangha object of refuge. So, although in Buddhism, you know, although we label these three main objects of refuge, the triple gem or three objects of refuge, then we can say that all of these three objects of refuge then arises from the founder Buddha himself.
Hani da din da yin bayin du ji da ji na zon ji kum ja yon ya dan bin da kum ja yon ya ga sa wan da wo di chu kum ja ka ji ding yi da chu kum ja ka ran ba ma bu yu ha yin du wo ji da din da ga cha ni wo ji da ba din da ba cha bi yon nye du zon ji na na ta wang ji zon ji zon ji san ba lin chong xin si na da wo ji da ညံသူတောင်ရောင်ကြရတိညံရောင်ကြရကကြကတော့ပါဒီရောင်ဆက်ကစဝန်တော်ဝတ်တုံးပုကြစရတိဆောင်းကြီးကချူဆောင်တင်းနေရောင်ရစီတင်းသူဝကြတတိစဝန်တော်ဝဆောင်းကြီးကုံချပါတည်ငီဆောင်းကြီးကုံချစေကြီးစွာကျင်ပေါ်တည်ရောင်ရောင်ရကစဝန်တော်ဝဒီချူကုံချကရောင်ကြကချူကုံချလာတည်ငီချူကုံချကရံပါမောင်ပေါ်ရောပနောင်းနေချူကုံချရောင်ရကစဝန်တော်ဝဒီသပ်ကြီးညံနေတောင်ချရပ်ကြီးညံနေညီလာတည်ငီ ဒီနောင်းနေကြောင့်သဘစေကြည့်ဒီဟိုကြည့်တာကြည့်စေဝရောင်ချင်းကိုရှမ်ပတ်တော်ညင်ကြည့်သဘချင်းကိုဆောင်ကြည့်ဆမ်လာတည်တည်ဟိုတင်ကြီးဒါတင်တော့ကြောင့်ကြည့်စမ်စေကြည့်ဒီကြကရုပ်ကိုရှိပါရီရှင်နာဟိုကြည့်တာစံပြတမ်ကြည့်လာမတ်ရှိပါတာပြီရှမ်ပတ်တော်ညင်ကြည့်ကိုနေရောင်ရင်သူဒါသဝန်တော်ဝဒီညင်ကြည့်တည်ဒီရောင်ရင်သူညင်ကြည့်လာဆောင်သဘတည်တုံးပေါ်ရှိကွယ်တောင်းတင်တဲ့ချင်းတင်
Although we say the arises from the Dharma, but the Dharma, you know, or, you know, how Buddhas come about is through the sublime rare of in the rare and sublime Dharma object refuge is the source of also all the Buddhas, as we take a quotation from you know, the great Indian master Chandrakirti, then who states saying that the Buddhas arise from bodhisattvas. Bodhisattvas arise from the Dharma. And within the context of the Dharma, then there are many stages of the practices of the Dharma. But the root of the practice of the Dharma is within the method and the wisdom. The method, particularly referring to the love and compassion, which is the root for generating bodhicitta. Bodhicitta arises from the cause of the recognition of all mother sentient beings, recognition of all sentient beings as one's mother. And so, so in accordance with this quotation from Chandrakirti, then we say that, you know, first and foremost, the praise is offered to the mind of compassion. For it is through compassion that, you know, through the roots of compassion that you have bodhicitta, and out of which you have the bodhisattvas and Buddhas arising.
So we
have these three main vehicles of the three main, you know, the hearer's vehicle, the solitary realizer's vehicle, and the minor vehicle within which you have, you know, the three main objects of refuge. And the ultimate or the final object of refuge, the actual object of refuge, is the Dharma, the attainment of the true path and true cessation. And then additional to these three main vehicles, then you have the vehicle of the mantrayana, which comprises of the four main levels of tantra. And on the path of the tantra, again, when you attain the path of seeing, then the individual becomes an arya being, whereby which the individual qualifies as a sangha object of refuge, having generated the true path and true cessation. So all of this, again, all of these attainments on the path of the mantrayana is achieved on the basis of the sutra's three principal aspects of the path. Having developed the three principal aspects of the path with this as the foundation, then the individual practitioner transforms the ordinary body, speech and mind into the exalted holy body of the deity, and through the lower tantras, then engages in the two yogas with sign and yogas without sign, and in the context of the highest yoga tantra, then engages in the practices of the two stages, the stages of generation and the stages of completion. And by enhancing themselves along these paths, progressing along these paths, then the individual attains the level of being a sangha object of refuge as well as the Buddha object of refuge. So then, continuing with the text, then, with regards to the explanation of the paths, of the tantric paths, with regards to the, or the action tantra, performance tantra, yoga tantra, and the highest yoga tantra, are all explained on the basis of the rites of initiation, maintaining the purity of one's pledges and one's vows. And the third topic is to do with how to meditate on the path. And then the fourth topic deals with how to actualize the fruits of the path, the results of the path. So in the context of the highest yoga tantra, because the Kali Chakra system, the basis, path, and result in accordance with the Kali Chakra system is slightly different, so you have this last section explaining specifically the rites of initiation, maintaining the purity of one's pledges and vows, how to meditate on the path, and today's topic is how to actualize the result, how to actualize the fruit of the path, the result of the path.
我觉得就是说，现在我们住的这座城市，第一，干米阳第一个呢，我觉得这这个过程，这个电站过程区呢，我当留我的些子的，他热不是热不冷，这个留我的些一个路热不冷，他什么有啊？印度路热不冷，留我的些子的，路电跟留我的些子的，路他妈跟留我的些子的，第三步了，第四天堂有啊？印度。 Rabjuyana,
With regards to meditating on the path in the Kali Chakra system, the main is the engaging in the six branch yogas, and by employing this method, then actualizing the result. As for actualizing the result, then with regards to actualizing the result, then for those of the very best of the minds, best of the capacity or best of the minds, then they will, how they actualize the result. For those of the medium intelligence or medium capacity, how they actualize the result. And then you have the for those of lowest intelligence or capacity, how they actualize the result. So again, in the culture system, on the basis of the five paths, for individuals who are able to enter into the first of the five paths, which is the path of accumulation, then the very best of the minds are able to enter into the path, as well as upon entering into the first path, which is path of accumulation, then able to attain enlightenment within that very lifetime, with that one body. So those are this is applied for those of the highest intelligence and capacity. For and also it has to be in the context of the highest yoga tantra practice. For those in the three lower tantras, then usually after having trained in the lower tantras, then they must eventually enter into the highest yoga tantra system in order to enable that kind of enlightenment. And for those who enter into the lower tantras first, then often to achieve enlightenment within one lifetime, then for that first they must attain the siddhi of the what is known as siddhi of the eternal life. And so by attaining that particular, by generating that particular attainment, the CD of the eternal life, then they can, then again they enter into the highest yoga tantra system and then attain enlightenment that way.
Tangzu ke ke tujuh golul lindala tangzu ke ke
So with the, you know, for those of the highest intelligence, highest capacity, then in the Kala Chakra system, by generating what is known as the empty form body, a fully qualified empty form body, then by generating this, then they are able to attain enlightenment in that very lifetime. Once they generate, once a practitioner generates a fully qualified empty form body in the Kala Chakra system, then those individuals will attain enlightenment in that very lifetime. For this kind of scope of being able to attain enlightenment within one lifetime is for those of the very best of the capacity, in the best of the intelligence. Even in the Guha Samaja, Heruka, or Yamantaka system, if one generates a fully qualified, illusory body, it generates the realization of the illusory body, again, they will attain enlightenment within that very lifetime. So that, again, this applies only to those of the highest intelligence or capacity. Because the in the context of the general has Yogadantar systems of Guha Samaja, Heruka, and Yamantaka, you have illusory body, and then equivalent to the illusory body in the Kala Chakra system is the empty form body, so they are equal in that level. That when you attain either of these two realizations, whether in the Kala Chakra system or the general Hasyogatantra system, then one will attain enlightenment in that lifetime. So then, with regards to those of medium mental capacity or intelligence, then it is said that in the general Hasyogatantra system of Guha Samaja, Heruka, Yamantaka, then even though they do not attain enlightenment within one lifetime, then attaining enlightenment in the pardo, in the intermediate life. So if you take the prayer of praise composed by Kedrumche to a prayer of praise offered to Lama Tsongkhapa, then there's within that particular prayer of praise, Kedrumche offers this praise about with regards to Lama Tsongkhapa in the pardo, then attaining the complete body of Sambhavakaya, or the enjoyment body in the pardo, or in the intermediate stage. In the intermediate stage, attaining enlightenment in the intermediate stage. So, with regards to the Kala Chakra system, then there is no, it does not assert, attaining enlightenment in the in the intermediate stage at all, in the Pardu at all. If one does not attain enlightenment within the human lifetime, there is no occasion for enlightenment in the intermediate stage in the Kala Chakra system, just as how it is asserted in the other general highest Yogadhantara system. So in the Kala Chakra system, you have to take another human rebirth. And it is only in the context of a human rebirth that one can attain enlightenment, because of the requirement of being having a basis of a body, which is being born of the womb and having the six basic constituents and the meditational path in the Kali Chakra system then requires this kind of piling up of white drops from below to the top of the crown, and red drops from the top of the crown to the tip of the Vajra, and in this way seizing all of the karmic winds and consuming all the material constituents within the body, and the enhancing of the bliss, and so in this way accomplishing or gradually enhancing oneself along the 12 grounds. So because of this particular path, then in the Kali Chakra system there is no attainment. There's no system of attainment of enlightenment in the Pardo or in the intermediate stage. So it has to be through, consecutive lifetimes, whatever lifetime that through rebirth into a human form that it is only in that scope that one can attain enlightenment. So in the general highest Yogadhantara system, with regards to the two stages of generation and completion, then you have taking the three bodies into the path, taking the death into the Dhammakaya, the intermediate stage of the Pardo into the Sambhavakaya, and the birth into the Nirmanakaya. So in the Kali Chakra system, you have taken the death into the Dhammakaya, but you don't have any specific or separate taking the Pardo or the intermediate stage into the Sambhavakaya. In the Kali Chakra system, then the gross birth into the Nirmanakaya. Within that, it includes, they say in the Kali Chakra system, it includes or it's same as the two, being born in the Pardo or being born into the more gross body, they are both the same. So that is how it is stated. So just to read from the text, except for the best, actualizing the effect in the very lifetime of entering into the path of accumulation of Kali Chakra, and the small complete enlightenment through a continuum of births, a middling presentation, becoming fully enlightened in the intermediate state, is not made. This is because the context of both the stages of generation completion in the Kali Chakra system, a path that purifies the intermediate state, separate from purifying death and birth, is not cultivated. So that's how it is in this text.
我记得今天也没人对他，今天进来个过年的，叫他就来米去，他们就今天当早上过，他们俺们就过不完，他是上上进的这里来，他就上进这半站那样，这是些什么站吧？你讲话今天也没人对，些什么站吧？你有的意思，但他们就绿萝卜，南门进旁边，把这站里就搞这个。 绿萝卜跌倒，绿茶木就一点烟的作业呢，就绿这么的。绿茶木就绿倒，绿萝卜那么进旁边你，这到马基本，这到马基本，我呢就，搁这个先到这这当，我就到上级室那样先到这这当，然后呢就绿萝卜跌了，你没给完这，跌了女的就上级这边个。 上级是现场这边个，他们呢，绿茶坡跌倒嘛，这到去呢，南门进磅埔的西边的西呢，我就在顶那个那个女员员队，在这个南门进磅埔西边的马西边，对，那里上进这边呢，南门进那个时候，当时呢，就绿当绿顶上班呢，那这个那个老师想嘛，给我顶着几个当，但南门进磅埔的最近可能领导了，他们给去。
So then the following test, there are two different systems for explaining how Buddhahood is to be achieved by the paths of the highest yoga tantra system. The achievement of Buddhahood from within the fruitional aggregates, meaning the gross aggregate, without having consumed those in the system of the general highest yoga tantra. The achievement of Buddhahood upon consuming the fruitional aggregates through skillful means in the system of Kala Chakra. In the highest yoga tantra system, by meditating on the paths of the stage of a generation, stage of completion, then you attain the Buddhahood. You achieve the Buddhahood. With regards to the two methods, then it is said that you have the gross body, and then you have the subtle body, which is the subtle body referring to the illusory body. So. One can undertake activities benefiting sentient beings. One can undertake Buddha activities while the gross body and the subtle body, which is the illusory body, is still connected, or one can undertake Buddha activities without the illusory body depending or connected to a gross body like the fruitional aggregate, one can undertake activities either way, while the illusory body is connected to the gross body, here referring to the fruitional aggregates. And then, without the connection to a gross body, and in the where it talks about the achievement of Buddhahood upon consuming the fruitional aggregates through skillful means in the system of Kala Chakra, is talking about the special method and wisdom in the Kala Chakra system, enabling the practitioner to sort of consume all the material constituents and the karmic winds and consuming all of that, and then by generating the immutable bliss, then attaining enlightenment by this particular skillful means in the cultural system. This special skillful means in the Kala Chakra system is that, you know, through the method and wisdom of the Kala Chakra system, then the fruitional aggregates, meaning this gross body, this gross body is consumed, through the method and wisdom employed in this is consumed by the, you know, this piling up. By the special method of the piling up of the red and the white elements and consuming the material factors and the karmic winds and generating the immutable bliss in conjunction with the empty form body, through this attaining enlightenment. So this is further specified here in the text below, which says, with respect to how this is done, from stacking above and below, as before, in the path of the central channel, the 21,600 drops of the white and red constituents, the 21,600 periods of immutable bliss are sequentially generated, and those serially consume 21,600 karmic winds as well as 21,600 material constituents. So it says that, you know, this particular skillful means is like the process of the alchemy, or the, you know, that slowly transforms this, transforms this body into the exalted divine body, exalted holy body of the, you know, just like the, you know, the alchemy which transforms the base material into slowly in these stages into gold, into completely refined gold. So through this method and wisdom, then it brings forth that transformation into the exalted Vajra body.
당이 있어서 발길이 집안다는 거 요사리 노지가 노예를 당이를 니가나 건조다 돈다는 니가 지금 잘못다 건조 찍어 절아 되니 찍절도 잡아요 노지가 열란 잡아미스는 상사지가 상로 당사지가 요딩이 당어 걸라면 남이 그 감들아 지금 도마니 더버 노지가 노예를 라 어지다 답지차 건조된버차 미일라 셔럽지차 니가 찍절된 잡아 요디바연두 삼치 담지 찍절된 원성도 더번 초대만 잡아 디바 전부 오버를 잡아 가지로 연락 된댄지 어다지 가르자고 당즈고 거당 득다바 당즈고 거당 류다바 당즈고 거당 득다바 당지 오서니 성된지 바연두 가지로 연락 된댄지 성지 돌진장고 공방원 대시디에 세네 성형구요 딩
So in this process then, one is employing the very subtle wind and mind. The very subtle wind transformed in that nature of the transcendental wisdom, realizing the transcendental wisdom, experiencing the bliss, the subject mind, which is the mind, the very subtle mind, and the very subtle wind, and the very subtle mind experiencing the great bliss, which is the bliss as well as the transcendental wisdom, realizing emptiness. So that very subtle wind and the mind has the appearance of the holy body of the deity, the empty form body of the deity, father and mother. And this appearance is the method, which is the cause for the form body of the Buddha. And then, within that experience of that appearance, then appearance at the same time, then experience the subject mind experiencing the great bliss. Great bliss, meaning that what it while it has that appearance, it also ascertains the emptiness. While experiencing the appearance, the ascertainment of the emptiness of that appearance, is what becomes the cause for the wisdom truth body. So in the context of the highest yoga tantra system, you have one mind experiencing appearance and emptiness, the appearance of the deity and the ascertainment of the emptiness. So you say in the other systems there is a differentiation made, saying that within the mind of an individual there is the within the mind of within the mind of an individual there is the, you know, there is the comprehension of both the two truths, but there isn't the realization of both of those two truths within one mind. To be able to embody this practice of within one mind, then having both the conventional and the ultimate reality of the two truths, then that is. That is only in the context of the highest yoga tantra, context of the highest yoga tantra system. So, the purity of the holy body is what is referred to as the empty form body, and the purity of the holy mind, the purity of the exalted mind, is what is referred to as the clear light of meaning. So this is known as the unified state of the holy body, exalted body, and the exalted mind. And in attaining this, then one attains the four Vajra bodies, or the the four exalted bodies. So here again, thereupon one manifests the status of a Vajradhara, a union possessing the seven features. The seven features of God and Goddess facing each other, having the aspect of the father and mother Vajra bodies of empty form, face to face and mind. That has become the entity of supreme, immutable, great bliss, which directly and simultaneously realizes all phenomena. At that point, there arises 10 billion emanation bodies that subdue or tame limitless worldly realms of beings in whatever way is appropriate.
So
this is the grounds and paths of the Mantrayana as presented by this author, the Mongolian Lama Paldin Choje. And so the last part of the text is talking specifically on the basis of the Kala Chakra system, having completed the general highest Yogatantra system earlier, has completed it with the grounds and paths with regards to the Kala Chakra system. So then the next are like the prayers of dedication and praise, the first piling up the many particles of the perfection vehicle, this Mount Meru of the system of the subduer, adorned with the sun and moon of the union of the two truths, high with the stages of the four tantra sets. This is amazing. So within this prayer of praise, the author says that all of these means of achieving the path in the context of the four levels of the tantra is completely founded or based on the perfection vehicle, on the basis of the perfection vehicle, you have the means to achieving the results of Buddhahood in the four levels of Tantra, and the result here refers to the unified state of the true truth, or the unified state of the exalted holy body and the exalted holy mind. So in the general highest yoga Tantra system, then that refers to the illusory body and the clear light, and in the culture system, it refers to the purified holy body, which is the empty form body, and the purified holy mind, which is the clear light of meaning. So the unified state of these two is the resultant state. So the first verse of praise is just talking about the qualities of the unified practice of both the sutra and tantra, the amazing wonderful results attained through the practice of the unified through this unified practice of both the sutra and tantra. So then the next stanza talks about where the author has based his writing of these grounds and paths, saying that it is rooted in the explanations of the Lama Tsongkhapa's. It is rooted in the explanations of Lama Tsongkhapa's commentaries of the Sutra and Tantra, which basically comprises of the 18 volumes. And taking the essence of this, then this is where he has based the writing on the grounds and paths. So it says, from stirring the great ocean of the good explanation of Losang Thakpa, may this newly developed moon of pleasant talk, previously non-existent, be established as the tip of the sword of analysis by the blue-necked ones of unbiased intelligence. And the third stanza is a stanza asking forbearance of old if there are mistakes, or if it has not been exactly in accordance with the thoughts or the explanations of the Buddha or writings of Lama Tsongkhapa. Also it's a verse to counteract pride like that. So So it says that, however, the depth of the ocean of Tantra sets is limitless. I am of dull mind and devoid of training. Therefore, whatever mistakes that I have made in explaining this, I disclose from the heart before the gods and lamas. So the last two verses are verses of dedication. The first of the two verses of dedication is a general dedication, and then the last verse is is regarded as a particular dedication of the author, dedicating his roots of virtue of his body, speech, and mind, to benefit the Dharma and so forth. So the general dedication is by the very white virtue of my effort here, may the darkness of mind of all migrators be completely destroyed, and having removed all the pain of cyclic existence and solitary peace or nirvana peace, may the groves of the kunda flowers of the three bodies be enhanced. And the last verse is regarded as a particular dedication for the author himself and all migrators to be able to engage in these grounds and paths by attaining successive, perfect human rebirths. In all of those successive perfect human rebirths, to be able to engage in these grounds and paths, to be cared for by virtuous friends or spiritual, to be cared for by virtuous friends and engage in the unified practice of both the sutra and tantra, just like the two wings of the bird, then that empowers it to fly. And if you have one wing that is damaged or broken, then one cannot go very far with just one wing. So in the same way, then dedicating to be able to engage in the unified practice of Sutra and Tantra, and for it to become the cause to attain Vajradhara's enlightenment. In all my series of future lifetimes, may I attain a good basis and be cared for by excellent tantric masters. Through moving the pair of wings of the good path of Sutra and Tantra, may I go to the jewel island of union. Then there are these, kind of colophon writing within which it says that the author, Ngawang Palden, who was Mongolian by birth and, came from the present day Ulaanbaatar, although it is mentioned as Kalka, but it is present day Ulaanbaatar, when in the past, there used to be hundreds and thousands of monastics, and in the monasteries there, they had all the scriptural systems of study. Like in the great monastic university of Daebung, you have the course syllables, because you have two main colleges and they follow two different course syllables. Yeah, so you have Luseling and Gomang. They have like that. And Ganden also had Sharze and Changze, and Sarah also has Che and Me. So both follow the course syllables slightly different in all of these. In the sub colleges of these main monasteries, so some of the great monasteries that were established at that time in Ulaanbaatar, had all of these course syllabus studies that were present in these monasteries. So Rumcha says, then if you have, we'll stop here. And so if you have questions, we will do questions now.
Yesterday, Rumcha mentioned about the least of the disciples of Kalachakra have to depend on the Karma Mudra, action mudra, middling on the wisdom mudra, and the highest and the empty form Maha Mudra. First question, is that the same as in the highest Yoga Tantra? It's not mentioned empty form Maha Mudra for the highest disciple. That's the first question. Second question.
I was going to this first. Rumchi Kesa Tanda the Tugogi Lugla Ta Chagya Ombo Tama the Legi Chagya La Tugya the Ombo Ding the Ishigi Chagya the and Ombo Rab the Ta Kasa Tonsu Chagya Chumbi Chagya Chachin. This It is the same, just as how in the Kala Chakra you have, you know, those of lowest intelligence or capacity relying on an action seal or medium, on a wisdom seal, and the highest, those of the highest capacity, then relying on the you know, the great seal of the empty form body. Then in the highest yoga tantric systems of Gua, Samaj, Heruka, Yamantaka, then it is the same, you know, for those of the lowest intelligence capacity, then relying on action seal, and then the medium ones on a wisdom seal, and then the highest capacity relying on the great seal, the transcendent wisdom great seal. So in the Gua Samaja, actually, potential practitioners are categorized into five groups in the Gua Samaja system. The very best are regarded as the jewel, you know, the jewel-like trainees. The jewel-like trainees are the trainees with the propensity to attain enlightenment in that very lifetime. And then you have, you know, sandalwood-like trainees and lotus-like trainees. So, like that, they, in the Gua Samaja, the propensity is kind of, you know, the, like designated over five different levels.
What exactly does this mean about the three kind of practitioners? Because I was under the impression that in order to achieve enlightenment in one lifetime, one would have to rely on a karma mudra. So what would it mean that someone of highest would only rely on, or say, the middling, the wisdom consort, and that would mean to achieve the results, just to enter the path? So
Ta sang eya che do legi chagyala tegure sech kochons. Dile sunza ta ombu dingda ombu ta rab dinsu injimichi legi chagat ten mogo ishigi chagyata donsu chagichimi chagichimi chagyala teni ani sang eya yorwes.
Ori de yuwaru waji da mon chivaji ji ombu ombo rabra majirangi ombo ndrala matangi tinda ji ji mo chwa di ombo thaman ra boyin du ti ong de chini li jala tin ko sewa di tinda gi.
Rumchi says, you know, most people are of the lowest intelligence or capacity, and fewer are those in the category of the middling and the highest capacity. And so for this reason, you hear more about having to depend on a karma, you know, the action seal. You hear that more because most fall in that category. But you know, for those of the middling and the highest capacity, then to attain enlightenment, they can rely just on the wisdom seal and the great seal of the empty form body.
Manifesting, relying on a wisdom seal or Mahamudra, was only to show humility that he wasn't purporting to be middling or highest faculty, that he attained enlightenment in the bardo?
Padula sangye be zeba de zeyadik chi duje chedu dinamre khare sa ta
go ni go ge chedu chi zo der der la go din da ge chi chi do ni ni vardu no ki ju vardu no ki tu zo ge de la chong je ba di i chi ji chong je da chong je chen mo na ten gi wa
Rinpoche says, to manifest enlightenment in the Pardo is Lama Tsongkhapa's, special for the benefit of sentient beings. That, and to attain enlightenment in the Pardo, in the Sambhavakaya, you have to rely on the wisdom seal and the great seal to attain enlightenment in the Pardo. You have to. So. For the benefit of sentient beings like that, even if you attain enlightenment in the Pardo, it doesn't mean you can do it without relying on the wisdom of the thing.
Is there any difference between a man and a woman in the necessity of relying on a consort?
Pomodengi keva yorvesa legi chagyala denje sangya inde den pogi den da mogi den inde keva shago yorvesa.
Ori liji sagya masi de se ngiro. Ori da de karina ji ji da de liji sagya masi ji liji sagya masi ji de mu denje na sa ngi ba ri ba. Liji masi
The leg chagya, the ishik chagya, chagya chimpul ten to kanta, the dubabo kasa de poten, the murder kyo kyavaki.
Rida inji, putten jenga tennis on Jagari Mato, Muji Sanjava Yenayon, Ji Karasago, Liji Sagya, Choga, don't remember Jiro Guni, thank you. I think Ruban goes on the way in Gus.
Rumchi says, although the texts often explain in the context of a male practitioner, but if you are a female practitioner, Rumchi says, you just have to apply vice versa like that. because you have yogis and yoginis, the basis of the practitioner who is yogi and yoginis, so accordingly you have dakas and dakinis like that.
I wasn't here for last two teachings, so if Rinpoche is covered, so don't ask. I can listen to things. From the page 63, always talk about the white substance drops. And then up to the last paragraph, we talk about the red substance. I just wonder where the red substance, when you do this six branch of yoga, where that
drops.
White drops going up, when the red drops coming down, stuck it up, but it did not mention any other page. In the text, it did not mention. Only the last paragraph mentioned. I just wondered, when we do the six branch of yoga, where the meditation, where the red drops goes up.
The red drops go down.
Red drop go down. I'm sorry.
Where of the six branch yoga would you practice this? Tanda Rumachi Kurangi toward the Tanda kamkabu yatsiya da kamabu ma tsiya gi di mikpa chiyarwa jo yala tu nani jo khadi khadu la di mikpa di kyang gure sa
ori da di karasi go ji rinpa jinda mara chongwa yina tangpo sur di iwa samten oda ji jiwa mara samba sok sur jiwa nzamba nga wa ji jen
Rumbuchi says sixth branch, which is a meditative stabilization. Yusuf, you know, first you have a individual withdrawal, then you have concentration, you have stopping vitality, then you have retention, then you have subsequent mindfulness, and the sixth, which is meditative stabilization, is where you are really equipped to engage in this practice. But Rinpoche says, of course, you can engage in this practice prior, like even at the stage of individual withdrawal, but when one is really able to do it, it's only at the sixth, which is meditative stabilization. This is we are talking about, like, you know, when you have completely accomplished yourself in the previous stages, like, you know, fully accomplished individual withdrawal, fully accomplished concentration, fully accomplished, you know, to its full measure, stopping vitality and retention, and accomplished to its full measure, subsequent mindfulness, then at meditative stabilization, you are, you know, that's when you are actually able to engage. Rinpoche says, you know, of course, you know, in accordance with the practice, you know, usually the best way is when you have completely generated when you have accomplished yourself in the stages of generation, then you engage in the stages of completion. For most of us, it is difficult to generate the realizations of the generation stage yoga. And if you wait for that, you never get to any of the practice of the completion stage. So because of that, then many of the great masters, Indian masters, and Lama Tsongkhapa and Bodhin Rinpoche, then they say, you know, just to create an imprint, even if you have yet to accomplish yourself in the stages of generation, just to create some positive imprints of the stages of completion, you can do those meditations. So, like that. So, in the same with the six branch yogas, even though the capacity to actually engage in this stacking up or down of these drops, the capacity to actually engage in it actually is only generated at the sixth yoga, which is a meditative stabilization. But rather than wait for that, one can still create the positive imprint for such practices. One can still, you know, practice those meditations at the first branch, you know, like when one's doing individual withdrawal. Like. It's like, you know, sometimes you have us individual, sometimes in our secular schools you have students who are extremely bright, and so they study many courses at the same time, and at one time they get many degrees at the same time, like that, you know, don't have to go through this kind of any kind of serialized form of study, because they have such incredible mental capacity, you know, they can, you know, get many degrees at the same time, like that. It's just like that. Go ahead.
These red and white drops, all these thousands and thousands of them, are they existing right now in within the central channel of us, or are they like within 72,000 miles throughout the body and we're taking it to all the different channels of the minds and bringing it?
Kam kamma ta tele khasure ni ti chik ton chu jase ja ra rum chi than da digit kan ga than de ngan su lubu na lo yor ves di tsa ume na lo yor re ya tsa dun chi ni ton chu ra di na lo khap de yor re kham ni ru ru se sha re khan de res
de da ji je dan lu ga na la
We have all of these drops spread out in our body, in the main channels and the sub branch channels is also. So in the beginning, you know, we visualize that all of them are all concentrated, aligned in the central channel. We visualize it, and then later on, as the visualizations or the power of meditation becomes more enhanced or developed, then one can draw it in like that actually.
There's something which puzzles me. So far I've always heard the teaching that Lama Tsongkhapa waited the time of death to reach enlightenment because he didn't want to take an actual consort to not show an example for people which weren't ready. But now we hear that it's possible to reach enlightenment before that by relying on two other consorts. Mm-hmm. So why didn't Lama Tsongkhapa not do that? Why didn't he rely on a
Chidam kose jerumchi da legi chagyala mate namche padulongul sangye namres padulongul sangye da ishige chagyada da pena chagye chumul dene sangye ya chiyona jerumchi lam ding shig chage da chage chumul denan sichi luchil khachen sam magenam res
sichi liji la se
va in des che kras na khachen yin chi min chi da da kasure da chi da chirum chi to pani de na in de duje la da di leg chage she be nam ba de ma ta che do and da padula sangye namre sechiyor vas. Tad tanda kasure ishi ki chagya da chagya chumul den sangye yuna jirum chi di lam di kachin pachu mata namre sor.
Ori da di dirji dirji anu memba da zi jiga dindraga li ji chagya dina mar ichi lam duwa dindraga nyinka di malam go chi jidang guwa jig dedang guwa jig chavan da dan chava sena ji garza go
Because Lama Tsongkhapa was a monk and then did not want to manifest relying on an action seal because again that generates a lot of negative mind as well, so by going through the stage of death and the pardo like that through the process of death, then the karmic winds naturally are consumed and all the gross consciousness are also consumed. So the subtle, the very subtle wind and mind, is naturally activated through this process and through, the wisdom seal is generated on those bases. So, Lama Tsongkhapa used that method. But
why did he do it? If it's possible to rely on it.
Sheshwe kanla yishige chageda, chage chimulu teni sange yagi nuba yudu kan inji minji chik kar chiwala chik le lelundu seyata rapa indesa dinde kachin gu namres.
Oji da tanda ngi shiwa na ya guwa nyiga chidas. Jika ta di guwa di jika di yonayang jika lija mala tenpa yana chita japa dirja kashi ga jika yi chi di langduwa
di. Di lab sarum che.
Ori.
Marisha Kranz na ta legi chakila matem che. Ishi ge chage da donsu chage chimbul ta chage chimbul den ishi ge chage chimbul
ishi ge chage ishi ge chage donsu chage chimbul da ti ti temba la ngond lino rapa konga de gu yu war ba lino rapa konga de a din chog kap se rong jang ge yang ding ti lam kan de wo ti jin ne pa yin bi ba
rum ji kwanz se na lino rapa duya de ta di ge ta zo rim gi
So,
Rumchi said, you know, instead of utilizing the path of, you know, consuming the karmic winds through the meditation of the completion stage yoga, Lamsangpa chose to use the alternative process through the death when it naturally, you know, when naturally the karmic winds and the gross mind subside. Then, you know, utilizing those conditions as the basis for generating the wisdom seal.
Gumtu ji luna rapa deya chigdang, wajuda si chen li jadang, jorni luna rapa deya nigati, nichago tsab chenpo chi, chongwa yana ti teni, kwen jingi di li jamala tenpa di yin di wari. Ta ti tsab chenpo ti chongwa go tsab te la, Lija mala temagu tabdela, jigan chudugo, luna de marjeva teda, teda and dogna, jig pevayena, guayon tabdingi, what you lamka deon, you tabchambo deon, titani tabdi or what in the winter.
Rumcha says, by relying on the action seal, there's a, you know, you have that path whereby which you consume all the karmic winds and the gross consciousness and activate this very subtle wind and mind that you have won. And then you have, you know, through the natural process of the death, then you have, you know, the dissolving of the karmic winds and the gross minds, and then utilizing those bases to generate the wisdom seals.
What Rinpoche was saying, that it's possible to exhaust those through the Yeshin Chakya and the Chakya Chambo.
Lelunda sim rapat ins duya giti dia diti ishige chage chumbu da ishige chage chumbu da
ishige chage da chage chumbu
chage chumbu dinde la tene duya yena ni yinji minji khasure leg chagya da yang padu khasure kewa khasure chiwa giti ngane chigwa lelung saitu ya chorwa di mikse gugumendu ga asu
di tabchenbu yuwa yinna ziwa riwa
di khasure ishigi chagi da chagi chumul tani di dhubtuku yuna
di dhubtuku yuna karisiwa
di dhubya yuna ishigi chagi da chagi chumbut lam di lam toni sangeya yuna inji minji khasure Kasre Chuogi Toneta, Rumche, the Lelun Sayata, the Miss Guyam to us.
Ori Daddy, Yanji, the Guya Mea Genedati, and I'm glad the Isis of the Chimuza. Or Daddy, Yon, Chikaris ago, Kalu Rapa di Mari, Zavana Ted on Jivajia with Chedo, Kalu Rapa di Zavia de la, or Jida Isigi.
So
that you would be under the 我就在地上呢，地当几十几十年，人人着我的上这个头里面，得把都拆掉了，嗯，叫个我就泥巴是吧？像各路老百姓，没个人呢，你这样看看也成。嗯。就本来就，觉得这个东西，经济个东西，那么各各各种老百姓呢，各路老百姓嘛，天下个钱着我就有吧，经济。
I'm just saying, like, you know, for the sake of our, you know, future disciples, then in order to leave behind the ordinary ordinary gross body, then you know, Lam Tsongkhapa used that particular method.
So then you have
the preserved holy body. Then of course, then you have in other traditions, in accordance with the wishes of, for example, Nel Rebbe, then you know, the holy body was not preserved. You know, it was cremated, like that.
So in the end, it is possible to attain enlightenment, say, in Buddhist Samaj. In this life, by relying on the
Yeshu
Chakra alone.
Sound the way Lugla Rumbuchi, Tsichik Luchila, Yeshiki Chagala Teni, Sangya Yorvasor.
If one's not capable of actualizing in this life by use of the wisdom seal or the action seal, it's still possible when you die to actualize, that the death process gives one an opportunity that you wouldn't have otherwise if you can take advantage of it to gain enlightenment.
If one is able to actually transform the death into the path of the Dharmakaya, then one will have the opportunity to be able to utilize the Pardo period to become enlightened. But if one is not able to purify the ordinary death into the Dharmakaya, then even if you might have an opportunity in the Pardo, then one is influenced by karma and delusions.
Is there any ease to transforming the ordinary death for a practitioner?
You have to practice over and over again the meditational process of the stages in which you dissolve the absorption of the elements and how you arise into the Dharmakaya. That particular meditation has to be practiced.
If you didn't have an understanding of emptiness, you know, but you
understand what emptiness.
A realization of emptiness. and, a realization completely of bodhicitta, would you still be able to accomplish something in the death process?
That even if you didn't have realization of emptiness but only had bodhicitta.
Bodhicitta and an intellectual understanding of emptiness.
지단 돈이 또배 또파 매네야 돈이 고아 삼여 엔 천주 삼지여나 디 추추쿨 추어자야 추추쿨 케토야 이렇게
어디다 지와 여보 지내야 그 진다고 안 그래
어디 하장 guarantee for a good rebirth
내가 내가 코로나 남비 정이 기와라 테벌 남비 너네 말 사지가 Then you are doing one, do the net that you are in, do not know, whatever. Oh, you can't tell me that you can only matter
about.
Then you hit you and you are doing the world, 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 you are doing the world.
She says, it's just like, you fly your plane and you land it, but then. If you have the potential to fly again, you fly. If you don't have the potential to fly, then you fall like that. It's like that.
Timber number the year ten have a Nishi, you know, you and year ten have a Jichendo Manzumaji, the Jisana, the Nimersan in Jonda.
It's like, you know, if the plane is, if the plane has the potential to fly, but if certain conditions are missing, then you know it can't.
Mess here is relying on a wisdom seal. Is it advantageous or is it necessary to combine that practice with dream yoga?
If a meditator has the capacity to rely on a wisdom seal, to combine it with the dream yoga. Rumcha says, if you have the propensity to rely on a wisdom seal, you practice it at the time of waking, you practice it at the time of dream too, you know, so it's just, it all depends on your capacity to engage in those practices. If you have the capacity, then you can employ the dream yoga.
So this is a little bit different subject, but as Rinpoche was in retreat for many years, I think 7 years on the Lam Rim and Generation Completion stage after that. So could Rinpoche give some, talk a little bit about the structure of the retreat and some advice from knowing our minds, how busy and distracted they are in the West, to give some advice how to keep the subjects of the Lam Rim as well as Generation Completion stage invigorated
through refreshment.
Kirim Zorungi, Nejola, Tundugalette, and Nimeko Rumchi Candace Chakway, Don Candace Karachi met.
Ori, that did you, Nijerdonji, Jedango, Mokalam Gomiala, or that Lamrum got Tabaji, two generations of Zungo, Lamrum got Tabati Marija Dengi, you are it. Tin on in Yakunda would do now, Lam Tunam Sunday Jedengi.
Rumchi
ยังจึงโดยเฉพาะจึงนำส่วนนำส่วนกันนำกุญแจเดินเราดีนิสิตชาติจึงไม่ว่ายังไงยังก็นำดีถึงได้นิสิตยังจึงช่างช่างจึงมาต้องยังกุญแจมาเรียว่าถึงได้ยังไปยังดูจึงได้ทั้งวิจิตรกับเสือจึงได้จึงทับจีนยามเล่นนักเชิดจีนยามเล่นยี่กินนักการิจังกุญแจด้วยเสือยังนั่งเงาเย็นนักเชิดมันต้องดรามกันนักจีนจังกุญแจ
The basis of the practice is always the lamrim. The foundation is always the lamrim. The path and practice of the three scopes, the essences, you know, the three principal essences of path. So, having established the foundation of that, you know, whether it is for 7 years or 15 years, then you know, on this foundation, then whatever you know, practices of the tantra or mantra that one employs, then becomes very, very powerful. So, you know, if the foundation of the lamrim, you know, if that is weak, then even the practices of the, you know, the highest yoga tantras, you know, becomes weak. If the foundation is very strong in lamrim, then whatever practices of the mantrayana one engages in, that becomes very powerful as well. So, in the, to sustain these practices, what is very important is the accumulation of merit. So purification and accumulation of merit is very, very important, whether it's through, whether you accomplish it through prostrations or recitations of mantra, then accumulation of merit is a powerful basis of support in sustaining or maintaining these practices.
So you see, in the
retreat, you have your main four sessions in the scope, you know, that makes that you know, that is your main practice. So in between, you have to fill it up with the practices of you know, accumulation of merit or purification. And so because of that, even when you look at other traditions, like in the Kagyu traditions, like for example, then there is many sort of requirements to do the preliminary you know, practices. And then also, you know, just as one, you know, concentrates on the actual sessions, then during the break times, then to make the break times, whatever you do during the break times must be supportive of your practice, of your actual practice. You know, during the break times, you do everything in the way of accumulation of merit or purification, so that when you go back to the actual session, that it becomes a supporting factor to the actual session. You know, so in this way, you know, the actual sessions that one undertakes then must inspire the break times. What you do in the break times must support the actual sessions.
That any job,
Like, it's just like you have someone like who is running for an office, and this individual has many, many supporters. And from the side of the person running for the office, must have all the qualifications or qualities to run that office. And this, and then you have also supporters. You know, if the individual, if something is lacking on either one of the side, then it is it makes the office ineffective. For example, if the individual running for the office does not have the qualities, and even if he has a very good group of supporters, because of the individual heading the office or running for the office lacks the qualities, so that again the office is not able to function, and vice versa too. You know, even if the individual has all the qualities, but the supporting base of the group does is lacking in the qualities to function in that office, then again it makes that particular office ineffective. So it's the same during the actual session and during the periods of the break times, that both become complementary.
Some years ago, Rinpoche gave Pala teachings, and with reference to some of us, or at least myself, that are uncertain of being able to accomplish higher tantra, at what point, if we practice Pala teachings or Amitabha practice, would we, in relation to the dissolving of the elements and the different phases of death, at what point would one, if one had practiced,
when
would you try to, especially for rehearsal, do you dissolve the elements first? Would you do the Pala practice?
Chwe nekab so poa gi nyamlen chombra china. Ta ta lugi kamten so du yundu ka poa mikpa ta jang sabra china. Di khatu de chwe kabla khadu de khasura poa gi mikpa chombra sore.
Ori ta ji jin chwa mangon kongla ma ta di de wo jang den de wo ji thau de thaban de wo tin long wa ji. おだてにりらじゅるせどいなたんちょばらんばでそじゅじゅんだごじゃんでじざがやんでたんでやんぐんでやんぐんでさまちにだじゅくてかぶせじゅなぜしゅちんぼじゅちょんまよんわたんてのてんだがそらもらんだたぐごいわりまたやんぱちゅてなぜしゅちんぼじゅちょんわやんなまぐじゃんでぞてんぐいわまるわおだてこんがぐんてんじゃんだごつんのじゅかるせごなぜしゅちんぼじゅめばるばさりゃ
Rinpoche says, to have the opportunity to utilize your poor transference of consciousness meditation employed at the time of death, then for that, you have to make you must make strong prayers to be free of the obstacles at the time of death, because sometimes when we are in terrible pain at the time of death, then one is unable to employ one's meditation, or if one's mind is heavily drugged and mind becomes extremely dull, then again even if you pray, that's again it takes away that opportunity. So not only not only practicing well the poor meditation, transferring conscious meditation, but making prayers to be free of the obstacles at the time of death, then one has to be also familiar with the process of death, the absorption of the various elements and the three visions, because the time when one does employ the transferring of consciousness power is when the subtle mind of death manifests. That is when you have to, it is the subtle mind of death which you have to sort of shoot up into the heart of Amitabha, like that.
When I gyi jigla jigda karita ko nyamne yungi jiga korong ka trawa da mara kubai jangda ngi mara nong jiga ugdi ug dharo di nong dhuna sam tamo ka dhinda ka amja ka ko ma ko kun tam dhinda jigla jiga nyamja namka tabi tangi tang jito jima tabi tangi ni la chebra kandi yuari se na amja ka nang la kiche ti se na da lab yuari o jigda dhinda ka tenang chanda wa
There is the story of one Geshe, you know, when he was dying, then you know, he told his disciples that when the breath kind of starts to stop, you know, when he kind of shortly starts to stop breathing, then to question him, ask him the question. What is the equipoise, the space like, empty? The emptiness which is like the space, the meditative equipoise of emptiness like the space. What is that? You know, to ask him at the time. And then the second question that they were supposed to ask him was what is the emptiness of the illusory state practiced in the break time. You tell me the difference between these two. So he told his disciples to ask this question, to ask him what's the difference between the emptiness, which is like, the meditative equipoise on emptiness, which is like the space, and the post meditational period of the emptiness, which is like an illusion. Between these two, what is the difference? So, he asked his disciples when his breath was just stopped, to ask him those two questions. So Rumcha says, then you can also ask people to help you like that. It's like, of course, they can answer you verbally, but you know, people have noticed when they have taken care of death there is an expression of wanting to say these things to you. And so, you know, it triggers that kind of activity in the mind. So we'll stop here today. And so in the afternoon of the session, we will do the Ma Mudra. Sashi Purga Sangye Shendo Mede Burwaye Toko Namda Shenla Chubarjo Sa Shibaki Chor Shemedo Trauma Sangye Shendo Mede.
Sambo jujur rabdung o arjur.